Anyways, I've been responsible for fetching every RISC-V instruction that you'll find in there and for validating against outside sources. So today I'll talk you about challenges with RISC-V's ecosystem specification, things that I've encountered, then I'm going to delve into the unified database, and I'll do a little call for help. So, background and why this matters is going to be the first topic, and then I'll go into challenges that consumers and producers face. So, currently, the RISC-V ecosystem relies on multiple repositories. They're somewhat disconnected, and the base for repositories that you'll find describing the ISA will be the ISA manual that describes the whole ISA, but still there are other repositories like the assembly manual, which describes some pseudo instructions, RISC-V opcodes, which has a database of all instructions, or almost all of them, and SIL RISC-V, which is a detailed formal specification of how the RISC-V of the RISC-V ISA. But you still do have a lot more repositories around the RISC-V ecosystem, particularly non-ISA. That's the case for some peripherals like the Advanced Interrupt Architecture, ACLINT, PLIC, and the IOMMU. You'll find even more if you look for this is by no means all of them. So, technical challenges that we find with these. I'll mostly go over the RISC-V ISA manual, the assembly manual, RISC-V opcodes, and the cell specification. So, the ISA manuals have somewhat of a challenge, that is, they're not machine readable, and therefore they're not verifiable, at least not machine verifiable. And they also don't come in a version schema. Well, the ISA has schemas, all the extensions have schemas, but the source of the repository is not really schema-based. Moreover, you'll find the assembly manual. The assembly manual also is not machine-readable or verifiable in the same sense. It also does not come in a version schema. And it's not a clear and concise index. Also, it may not be its purpose, but you cannot find all the pseudo-instructions on the RISC-V ecosystem there. Moreover, RISC-V opcodes is also definitely not versioned. There's no version you can find in there. And again, it's not a fully descriptive database of all the instructions RISC-V has. I'll go more on this later. And SIL RISC-V, well, SIL RISC-V is not pseudocode. This isn't really a challenge. SIL isn't made to be a pseudocode. It's a formal specification. But then, when you try to parse it and when you try to read it, you'll find yourself in a bit of a few challenges. Now, challenges that consumers face. Consumers, and by consumers I mean all of us that use the RISC-V ecosystem. Well, since the information is not cross-referenced, it might be tricky, per se. If the ISA manual describes an instruction as it happens on the left example, you can see that there is encodings in this case, and there is a text description. This is a full paragraph that describes, I believe, 8 instructions, all the register-register operations. But there are even cases, as the FCVT mod, which is just a modular converter to integer, where you can't even find the encoding for it in the manual. And although it exists in RISC-V opcodes, there's no clear reference to it, so you'll basically have to dig and find it out. Now, more challenges. There are some inconsistencies throughout the different documents, and what do I mean by this? Some of these documents are maintained randomly. They're not ratified, and they're not verified by the big groups, but by the big amount of groups that ratifies main manuals. So in this case, you'll see that there is this table, which is in the ISA manual, which is quite nice. You can understand that they're mapping some pseudo instructions to their instructions, and it makes perfect sense, although the assembly manual is the one that has most pseudo instructions. So why would this be in the ISA manual and not in the assembly manual? Because it was not at the time I took this screenshot. Now it is, but still the point remains because this is the flaw I found. I believe there are many more. Moreover, this is not refined in RISC-V opcodes at all. There are a big amount of pseudo instructions who are not there, and this is one of those cases because this isn't even supported. If you look at it, this is kind of a normal pseudo instruction. You can see that the registers are swapped to make it from less than to greater than. It's pretty standard, but RISC-V opcodes, as I'll show, cannot handle this. And why is that? Well, RISC-V opcodes uses a really simplistic representation for instructions, and the representation goes as this. And as you see, the only thing you would, in theory, have to do would be to swap the arguments, and you'll have your definition. Well, sad enough, RISC-V opcodes backend cannot handle this, and it cannot know, and it does not know in what order registers come in. So yeah, there is no way this is going to be in there, unless it's patched. Now, fixed values are also not supported. This is also quite common in pseudo instructions. Whenever you have to do an equal assignment, just in this case you do, RISC-V opcodes also cannot parse that at all. Now, usability challenges. Let's continue with this. Developers have a lot of different places to search in. I just showed you a couple repos. There are a lot of them, and sometimes it gets tricky for you. And, well, I myself find myself in this situation quite a lot. I have a lot of source of truths to go through, and yeah, that's how my search for information usually looks like. Now, for producers, for IP vendors, for everyone, for anyone that is trying to do a RISC-V CPU, this is also a problem because you will want to document what you are doing. And, well, if the main source is written in ASCII-DOC, that's the technology that it's used for it, you can see that it is mostly text.